something to praise God.
Yeah.
Nobody had to dress you.
That's right, Pastor.
You were able to put on your own clothes.
Yeah.
That's enough to get happy about.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
If you were able to move under your own strength,
yes,
without the assistance of anybody, that's enough to praise God. Sunday, but I want to say here that if you just bow your heads with me, eternal God, our Father, we stand never for a few preachable moments, and God, we ask that you would manifest your presence further.
Yes.
We know that you're here, we can sense your presence, but express yourself, Father, further through your preached word. Use now these lips of clay. Father, teach me what to say. You know who is here today. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we all pray. Somebody say with me, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our verse of focus is verse number 7. Verse number 7. I am a doctrinal preacher, or I preach about the truth that we find in the Bible, and I want to teach you, if you don't already know, a principle, a biblical principle that's in the Bible. And that biblical principle can be found in this text. What you must need to know is, before we read our verse of focus as a family, I just want to give you some background. The man of God that it is referring to is Elisha, or Elisha. He is a contemporary of Elijah. Amen. But they're two different people. And this story is very similar to a story that's found in the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Kings. But I don't think we ever preached from this particular text before. And I want to talk this afternoon about a concept that some of you have learned. And as you stand to your feet, we're going to get on one accord as God gives to me, or as he gives to me, as I give to you. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Our verse of focus is verse number 7. If you have the King James rendering, we'll be reading 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 7. From the King James rendering, 1, 2, 3, read. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell thy wool, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. I want to preach from a very simple theme, living on what's left.
Amen.
Just think about that for a moment. Living on what's left. Now, while you're standing, continue to stand. I want you to get this concept. At first glance at this theme, you might be thinking I'm going to preach about living from paycheck to paycheck, but that's not what I'm going to preach about.
All right.
Because living on what's left sounds like we're going to be just getting by. But no, I want to preach today about the concept of increase. Yes, increase. Somebody say increase.
Increase.
I don't know what you need increase in, but I might be the only one in here. I want some more. Can somebody say more?
More.
I don't know what kind of spirit's in here, but he's got to go. us left. This woman, you must needs know, is nameless. But the Bible is very clear that she has a problem. Now, before we get too hard on this woman, I admire her because instead of taking her problem to the world, the Bible says that she took it to God's man. Oh, come on, somebody. You know how we get a problem? Sometimes we'll take it to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. But I came to let you know that if you got a problem, God got a plan. Come on. But he can't reveal his plan to you until you let him know what your problem is.
She turns to the man of God and she says one thing really important. She says, now you
my two sons as bondsmen to pay off the debt. Somebody say to pay off the debt.
Pay off the debt.
Don't take our two sons. Now, she is in a bad dilemma. No way to pay. Already a widow. The sons would grow up eventually and provide for, but the very means of her existence is going to be taken now off to slavery. And Elisha said in verse 2 unto her, what shall I do? That's a strange thing for a man of God to say. He said, what you want me to do about it? Now, if you read that, you can read it wrong. He's not saying it in such a fashion as to say, that's not my problem. That sounds like your problem. What he's saying is, I know I'm going to do something for you, but what do you want me to do? God is seeking those somebody that he can bless. Oh, Lord have mercy. Look at somebody and say, God is looking to bless somebody. You don't understand. We serve a blessing kind of God. He is looking for somebody to bless. And when he says, what you want me to do, he's really saying is what you want God to do for you. Amen. Oh, let's read it right. Is that all right?
Amen.
And she says, and look, he says, tell me what. He said, what you want me to do? Then he says something very strange. He says, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? Look at somebody and say, what you got in your house?
Amen.
This lets me know that the blessing that she's going to require, she already has.
All right.
Look what I say, it's in the house.
It's
in the house. You know, so many times we overlook what's right up under our noses. Oh, what's that? Y'all gonna miss this and go home the same way you can.
first thing, she said, shut the door. She was to go and borrow. Why was she to go and borrow? Because some of us, our problem ain't big enough for God yet. Don't let me lose you. God is not going to do for you for what you can do for yourself. So what God was saying is, I know you're already in debt, but go get further in debt. Because when I bless you, I'm going to pour you out a blessing that is not room enough to receive your blessing. Somebody say empty vessels. And then he said something very strange. He says, borrow not a few. Somebody say, think big. We pray our prayers so with so much specificity that sometimes we limit God. God wants to bless you with something big, but you're asking for something that's too small. That's why he said, borrow not a few. Lord have mercy. Somebody said you got to think out the box. You can't be no bigger than what you think. So as a man thinketh, so is he. A lot of you aren't blessed with increase because you don't see yourself with increase. A lot of you aren't blessed with healing because you don't see yourself healed. Who am I talking to somebody right now? Lord have mercy. We see the power of God in our presence, and we sit there like we don't know him. We pray a prayer that God will deliver, and when he delivers, we just sit there like it's expected.
Yeah.
life. But notice she said, you go get vessels.
Yeah.
I can believe with you, but I can't believe for you.
All right.
We were believing with you for a miracle.
That's right.
We can't believe for you.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
That's right.
Until you believe.
That's right.
Until you started proclaiming that I'm healed. I can say it all I want to, but see, we got to come into agreement. Y'all gonna miss this. This is where the price of admission right here. I'm gonna say it again. again, we serve a God of capacity. He is only able and willing to fill you to the capacity of your reception. I'm teaching you something right now. You want increase? Get empty.
That's right.
You want to be increased? Give.
That's right.
You can't be God given.
That's right.
You can't receive. This is some of y'all this morning when y'all gave your tithe, y'all kept the biggest portion of the money for yourself. You see that little part right there? That's what you gave God. That's what you're going to get. That little portion. Right there. That's all you can get in there because you're still full. But when you begin to pour, Lord have mercy. Oh. Every time you take and receive. Somebody say receive.
Receive.
The Bible says that when she had no more vessels of full, the oil stopped. Yeah. Then she goes back to the man of God and tells her, look, I got these full vessels of oil. He says something. He says this. He said, okay, go sell. Go sell the oil and pay your debt off. Mm-hmm. Pay your debt off. And then he says, you and your son live off the rest.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. But y'all just missed it.
Amen.
Just missed it. Somebody say, I'm living on what's left. Some of y'all aren't really living on what's left. Some of y'all right here are living on this little portion right here. Because that's all you gave. But when you live off what's left, you are a giving person. And the more you give, the more God will enable you to give.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
The God of abundance wants to bless. But he has put the principle of increase. That if you don't use the principle of increase, you will never experience increase until you become a giver.
Amen.
You will never be a receiver.
Amen.
Notice this. The reason I said pray about it, because we will never get to give. And we will never give to get. Not if you're a real Christian. You don't give to get. Because when you give to get, you already have your reward. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But when you give out of obedience and of trust, that's when God gives increase. Then notice this. This is this right here. I want to put this last point. Notice that the man of God told her to go get the vessels, but she sent her sons. Whenever you let someone else dictate your increase, it will always be under the potential that God wanted to give you in the first place. She should have went. He didn't tell, ask your sons to go.
That's right.
She said, you go.
That's
look at somebody say, you go.
You go.
No, you don't send nobody to get my blessing.
That's right.
I will go and get my
blessing.
When she asked for some more vessels, that's all the vessels that her sons had brought back. So that's why the oil stayed. And that's why he told her, don't get just a few. We got to think big. Somebody say, think out of the box. You got to think out of the box. You got to think big because we serve a big God. And sometimes God won't bless us until we think big enough. She should have went herself, but she sent her sons. And her sons didn't bring too many vessels. And the Bible says the oil stopped. But as long as she had empty vessels, the oil stayed. Somebody say empty vessels.
Empty vessels.
You want to be filled? You got to be empty. How do you empty yourself? Giving of your time, giving of your resources, giving of your money, quality time, and you'll find out that you will be blessed. Give God a hand of praise. Somebody say increase.
Increase.
Increase comes as emptiness provokes. If you're not empty, God can't fill you. We said we walk in expectancy. You don't expect nothing. You won't get nothing. But if you expect something, normally we always get what we generally expect.
Amen.
If you expect a miracle, guess what you normally will get?
A miracle.
expect healing, you'll get healing.
Amen.
If you expect deliverance, you'll get deliverance. If you expect breakthrough, you'll get breakthrough. This woman had a debt problem. But because of they followed the instructions of the man of God, she and her sons were not only able to pay their debt, but there was more left off. Somebody say, living on what's left.
Living on what's left.
Living on what's left means trusting God for increase. We extend a Christian invitation to those who may not know Christ.